face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Morning, Bill. You mentioned being happy to see some new faces. Is Stephon Gilmore one of those faces today?
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things going this morning. So I didn't really get a chance to see everybody myself. So we'll see where we're at.
And just in general, you know, obviously we haven't seen him during the voluntary portion of the OTAs. Just how important is he to your back end and what he brings to the team?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of players we haven't seen in OTAs. And, you know, it's all the players are important and, you know, like to have all of them.
Bill Belichick on Stephon Gilmore last week. Mandatory minicamp, OTAs have all happened. Mike Reese had this on Stephon Gilmore in his Sunday morning notes column. He said Gilmore didn't report to mandatory minicamp. And while some holdouts can become acrimonious, my sense on Gilmore's mindset is different. He seems to enjoy being a Patriot, is open to sticking around. And this was his least expensive but most decisive way of sparking more productive contract talks with the team, so he can feel better about being part of New England's present and future.
I agree with him. I do. I wholeheartedly agree with what Reese wrote there. And I know Karen had the report on, hey, this is a holdout based on the contract. Kern followed up with some more questions with Bill on, hey, is this an excused absence?
Yep.
And just the tone of Bill. I mean, we talked about this with Kemba. And like,
yep.
You know, Brad coaches him harder. There's certain guys, the big ones, that are going to get a little more leeway on things. And that's the way it sounds with Bill down there.
You know,
with Steph. He knows he needs him.
He had said, I don't expect him to be here, that whole thing.
I don't expect him to be here this week.
I don't expect him to be here this week. Almost any other year. He was aware.
Dude, any other year, whether it was Will Fork, all those guys. Man, we don't talk about the players that are here. We're only going to talk about the players who are here. Hey, I don't expect him to be here. So that means we've talked. We understand where we're at. We understand why he's not here. And Bill's a defensive-minded head coach, and Bill knows he needs him. Bill's son's on the defensive staff, both of them, two of them. One guy helps call the plays. You think he wants to help those guys out? With a pretty good corner that can cover,
mm-hmm.
A damn good corner, a lockdown guy? Yeah, you need that. You need that when you want your defense to roll. They're a top-five defense with him and Hightower back. Without those two guys, not so much. Not so much. Middle of the road, middle of the pack. And there's also reports out there that he was on a flight.
Yeah, so Jerry Thornton had this last night on Barstool Sports. He posted at 6:56 p.m. He wrote a great story here, which says, you think the life of a Barstool writer is easy? All respect, meals and drinks on the house, and attractive divorcees giving you the I'll rock your world eyes over their cosmos. Well, you'd better think again. It's a 24/7 grind, I tells you. I'm trying to relax on Father's Day. I moved the TV from the kitchen out to the back deck at Stately Thornton Manor to have a premium beer and a cigar and enjoy the final round of the U.S. Open. When I get this photo from an internet friend explaining that his son is on a flight from Charlotte to Logan and met Stephon Gilmore. And there's a picture of Gilmore in an aisle seat.
Masked up.
With two kids, you know, college-age kids, we'll say.
Driving Gilmore nuts.
That stop Gilmore for a selfie as they're going down the aisle. I can't tell if Gilmore's smiling or not. He's wearing a mask.
He's smiling.
I can't tell.
In. Yeah.
An internet friend. He also got these texts from someone unnamed who says, Jerry, first off, happy Father's Day. Second off, I have firsthand confirmation that Gilmore is on a plane right now from Charlotte to Boston. And so he asked the source, did Gilmore confirm to your son he's coming to sign? He wouldn't confirm it, so I can't say for sure. But the fact that he's on the plane is a lot better than the old superstar renting a car at Logan meme we've seen too many times. Okay, this is not Gilmore at the Hertz counter. This is Gilmore on a plane with an actual photo.
But Gilmore's got the dreads, too, so he looks like Larry Fitzgerald, too, from behind a little bit. So it could be him at the Hertz counter. No, I'm kidding. I think the one thing Steph's done that's so impressive here over the years is kept quiet on everything. You don't get anything from him. You know, and his ability just to like keep everything in-house. You know, some guys have their ways to get the writers and force the narrative, so to speak. Not so the case with Gilmore.
So he then highlights what we just read from Mike Reese yesterday morning in his morning notes and says, I'm no journalist. God knows I've not been educated on the standards for when you can report a thing. I'm just a guy with a cigar breath and a blood alcohol content of about 0.10 right now. But when I connect these dots, I see a picture of one of the best cornerbacks of his generation playing many more years in New England. Stephon Gilmore is re-signing. You heard it here first. Give me credit for the scoop. And if it turns out I'm wrong, forget I ever mentioned it. So there's that. A picture of Gilmore on a flight from Charlotte, on an American Airlines flight from Charlotte to Boston. You're telling me American was having some issues this week.
Saw that on Good Morning America. I guess they whacked between 80 and 120 flights over the weekend, and people just stranded at airports, long lines.
They just left them?
They didn't even, no notice, and then just blamed it on lack of personnel, lack of staffing, and many employees calling out sick. And they anticipate cuts to come through July and August. So if you're an American or you're thinking about booking trips, I wouldn't book American. They're expected to cancel 120 to 180 flights
hundreds,
per day.
Hundreds of flights between now and at least mid-July they're canceling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. How about
that? I thought that was a pretty good airline, too.
Customers who have been booked through July 15th will be notified or have already received notifications if their flights have been canceled. So, not only is Gilmore here in Boston, but he battled American Airlines to get from Charlotte to Boston. He beat the odds and got to Boston this weekend. You think that could be for a meeting?
It could be.
For a contract? I mean, you don't have to be there. God knows that. You don't have to be there physically.
You get a pass physical. That's the big kicker.
Oh.
People forget about that. Right before you ink it.
So that would mean the deal's already signed.
He wasn't here
any contingent on a physical.
He wasn't here in the offseason.
Right?
He didn't participate. Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
No,
physical, then sign.
Physical, then you sign.
Oh, then you put your
hand. You're in agreement. You're in a verbal agreement right now. Handshake.
Got it.
You get up there with the thoughts of passing the physical, then we sign the deal.
Got it.
So he hasn't been around. They don't know how the thigh is. And it was a thigh injury, not a knee injury, that he suffered in Miami. You know, right above the knee there. So
right. I mean, these guys are done until camp, right? There's nothing going on.
Done.
Other than the guys who want to voluntarily spend time here. But even this is the time, you tell us, everyone goes away in the NFL, don't they?
Yeah, you don't go to Boston. When you live outside of Boston, you go there. You don't come to Boston once the vacation starts. Like the vacation.
This is NFL summer vacation.
Yeah,
everyone,
2 weeks.
Everyone leaves and goes away.
2 weeks to get away. What are you going to do?
Go away.
Let's go to Boston. That guy doesn't leave his nice abode that he has down there to come back up here to hang out and live in Foxborough.
So Zoe says this is real smoke.
I don't like Foxborough, and I like Foxborough. Love Foxborough. It's not a vacation destination right now.
Real smoke.
I think it's smoke. I think it's definitely smoke.
And there could be some fire.
And I only say that because he wasn't here for OTAs, and he wasn't here for minicamp. And they haven't seen him since the injury. So you're not given another $5 to $6 million a year on an extension to where you haven't seen the player's leg yet or had a chance for your medical team to look him over. That's what he's coming up here for.
Reese also had something on the quarterback battle. We'll tell you what Mike Reese wrote about that yesterday. We'll do it next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
BrighamGill.com.
So, not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get back to what Reese had on the quarterback battle coming up, but in the meantime, we'll go to your phones.
Okay.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Chris in the car. Chris?
Chris, what up?
What's going on? What are you guys talking about today?
How's your golf game?
What are you doing today? That's the better question. How do you spend your days now?
Golf right now. What?
I said, how do you spend your days now? You golfing pretty much every day?
Yeah, I was doing housework this morning, and I had a wedding this past weekend, so, yeah, I'm golfing in a little bit here.
This
sorry,
would be
sorry
Chris.
I couldn't stop by and make it, but yeah, I got other priorities.
That's like right across the street from you, too. This old stomping ground.
Yeah, this would be Chris Wagner of the Boston Bruins.
You almost said former.
On the line. We invited you here today. you declined our invite. It's okay. It was a late invite from what I understand. So we'll make sure to send you that invite nice and early next year so you can put it on your calendar.
Hopefully it'll be busy.
Whose wedding was it that you went to? Was it a friend? Was it a family member? What'd you have going on there?
Yeah, I had my buddy Tom Caruso's wedding. I was actually in it. Severian guy. So, yeah, it was on Friday.
Well, I'm just wondering how you gave him the commitment that you were going to be in the wedding, considering you probably were hoping that you were still playing at this point.
No, I didn't. Because I actually bought the suit 5 days before and then had to go beg a tailor to do it for me. Got it done. Looked okay. But fun time.
Looked okay.
Well, I mean, hey, we haven't talked to you since it ended. You know, and when it ends, it hits you like it's like hitting a concrete wall. I equate that to. Like, it's you never want to stop playing, but you stopped and... How good was that Islanders team? Because I think, you know, we didn't give them enough credit all the way through. I know they gave you some issues earlier in the year. But top to bottom, they just seemed, you know, the way you want the Bruins to play. I don't mean it that way, but you know what I'm saying? They're well-rounded. They look good.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, even like I haven't really watched them play Tampa, but, you know, Tampa has more skill, but they just play so structured. They don't make mistakes. Ever really, they play hard all over the ice. They have four lines, you know, three pairs of D, and they just stick to the system and it works. Not the most exciting brand of hockey, but it's clearly playoff hockey.
Do you think there was a moment in the series where things turned for you guys for the worse in a bad direction? Was it one specific thing, or was it just over the course of the last couple of games?
Yeah. I wouldn't say there was a specific moment. I mean, you know, I felt like we played better than them for most of the series, but we just made a couple mistakes that ended up costing us. And you know, they capitalized on pretty much every one. I thought they got a lot of bounces in, you know, that game two, I believe, at home that, you know, we lost in overtime, and then a couple other things that didn't go our way, but I don't know, that's playoffs, and I can't point to a specific moment where I was like, oh no, we're in trouble now, because I felt like we were in control for most of the games, but you know, didn't end up finishing them off.
But I think that is it, though. Like, it seems like you guys on the flip side couldn't get a bounce, couldn't get a break, you know.
Yeah,
goals missing open nets, or you know, goals going across right across the line at the goal. You know, phenomenal stop, or was it not a phenomenal stop? So many things. A bad refereeing. And we're not going to ask you about the ref. I don't want you to get in trouble, but there are periods where it seemed like there was some really horrid refereeing, not only in your series, but other series across the league.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people have talked about that. And you just, at the end of the day, you just want consistency across the board. And I'm not saying it was there or it wasn't, but you just hope that, you know, when something should be called, it is called. And if it's blatant, like, you'd hope it was called.
Because they got you on a high stick. That one ridiculous call on you because, like, hey, it was going on the whole game. But then, you know, all of a sudden they're going to whack you for it, you know?
Yeah, and I got high stick in front of that a couple times. And by the end,
Butchie talked about it
right in the face.
Yeah,
yeah, and like I don't. It's not like it's not in me to like. I don't know how to sell it really. Too like I the one time I like dropped my stick and I was actually bleeding, and so I was like screaming at the ref, like, "How do you not see that?" And then something. Way less than that happens, and we get called. But I mean, it's just the way it goes. It's a fast game, and you know, it's tough for them to see everything. But yeah, it sucks when it doesn't go your way.
Yeah, the refs in this league reward embellishment. They do. Routinely. Happens all the time. You got to be a diving team now to get the calls, is what it's turned into.
As long as it doesn't turn into the NBA, then we'll be okay. But yeah,
it's heading that way, though. It's going in that direction. It's not going the right direction.
I saw they're trying to take away the Trae Young and James Harden rule, where you like stick your leg out when someone comes close to you. Like, that's painful to watch. Painful.
You happy Al Horford's back?
Yeah. I mean, he was good like 5 years ago, right?
That's what I said. You could do this show.
Yeah, I mean, you probably know about Al Horford, like what he's done the last 5 years as me. So, but I mean,
he's made a lot of money, Chris. Made a lot of money. Yeah.
Chris, was there any point in the last couple of games? Was there any point where you thought that Tuca may not play in the last couple of games? Where it crossed your mind?
No, I didn't think so. I thought he was our starting goalie for the whole playoffs, no matter what. Unless something really bad happened, but I was under the impression he was playing.
Okay, obviously, you guys, I'm sure, knew about the injury. We didn't. The public didn't. And I know we've talked to you about this before. And how pissed off do you guys get when you hear, I don't know, the criticism, when you don't know that a guy's playing through something publicly? But it just seemed like, you know, from a veteran standpoint, hearing Pastrnak, you just saying it now that, hey, Tuca's our guy. Like, and I know Butchie said it after the wrap-up that he talked to the veterans group and the leadership group, and yeah, they're comfortable going with Tuca in game six. Was there any doubt? Like, there's no doubt then, is what you're saying, that it was Rask.
Yeah, and the guy, like, from everything Tuca's been through, too, I mean, he doesn't really, like, I don't think he listens to this stuff or reads anything because he can't, because of the such little respect he gets. But the guy's a top three, top five, whatever you want to say. So, I mean, could be the best goalie in the league at some points, too. And you know, he's playing through, you know, a really bad hip, and he does not say a word about it, too. Like, you would never know that, you know, he was ailing or whatever, unless you really asked him and you got it out of him. But the guy grinded for us, and, you know, he's an unbelievable goalie. That's really all I have to say about it.
Will you keep an eye on the off-season stuff? I know you'll obviously hear about it if guys are coming or going from this roster. But
it's cracking coming.
There's a lot of potential changes, just regular, you know, free agency stuff that's going to impact the team.
I'll keep an eye on it. I haven't been on Twitter in a while, so that's where you get like the rumors going, and I haven't really listened to you guys. Kind of get away from it for a couple weeks. So, especially the expansion draft. That's all. I think that's just interesting being a hockey fan to begin with. So, because especially last time, what happened in Vegas when, you know, they were giving guys away, and, you know, the whole picks thing, too, to, you know, take a certain guy. You know, it's going to be a stressful time to be a GM, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, speaking of stress, you never strike us as someone who's all that stressed, but you spoke openly and honestly about dealing with some anxiety this year that you had never dealt with before. I'm just curious why you felt it was important to put that out there and talk about that, and was that sort of a message for anybody else who's dealing with something like that?
Yeah, I felt like it was more of a message for anyone else who's dealing with it, because, you know, everyone thinks that, you know, like you just said it, like, you think I don't stress. I got plenty of stress and anxiety. And, you know, like, even before the games were going out, and I'm standing in the tunnel. I'm like, what am I feeling right now? Like, this is awful. And, you know, there's so many thoughts going through your head. But I think once we started opening up about it to each other, it kind of made it better. And then I think the fans coming back made a huge difference, too, because you weren't just focusing on what was going on in your game. There was more noise around. So if you messed up, you know, or you had a good shift, you could ride the high and not really ride the low of having a bad shift and kind of reset that way. And just so much more energy in the building. So I thought that helped a lot. But overall, I just wanted to, you know, say that, you know, we struggle with it too, and no one's invincible to it.
And that building was rocking too. Right down Long Island, I can't believe they're going to change that.
It feels like they're right on top of the ice there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not really a high ceiling either, so I feel like the noise carries really well. But yeah, that's a historic place. Did you hear how we switched hotels that last game?
Oh no!
Oh no!
The glorious
Why? What happened? Yeah. What happened? Marriott was no good anymore.
No, the fire alarm went off probably six times when we were there the first time, so I think we had enough of that.
Islanders fans. I got guys pulled fire alarms here. Patriots.
Yeah.
You're scared.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Chris Wagner's with us. All right, so what's up for the summer now? You going to spend a lot of time on the Cape? What are we going to be doing? Fishing?
Yeah, a lot of time on the Cape. I'll be driving back and forth to Foxborough to work out. With EPS. I gotta get married. I'm getting married this summer, so.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Were you having a reception?
I don't think I'm gonna say that on air.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Zoe will take the chicken. Actually, he'll do the steak.
What I'm doing now, Chris.
I'll do the fish.
I'm doing intros at weddings now. So it's wedding season.
You?
I do to introduce the. Yeah, to introduce the bridal party.
He gets paid a handsome amount of money to do that.
I take care of you.
There's no chance that we're going to be doing, like, you know, when the whole bridal party comes in, like, separately, and they do, like, a dance. That won't be happening at my wedding.
That's not up to you. That's up to your bride.
Yeah, you have
to. You don't get to control that.
Oh, God.
She doesn't want it either. So.
Okay, well, then that's why it's not happening. Not because of anything you want. Welcome to the rest of your life, dude.
I have some kind of opinion, I swear.
All right, Chris. Well, hey, enjoy the off season. Don't be a stranger, man.
Appreciate the calls.
Call us anytime you got a take on something.
All right, I will. I'll see you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for the season. We appreciate your time as always.
We do.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Wagner, Bruins forward. Chris in the car, local guy. He's doing a little housework yesterday. Must have been hanging around today.
That Foxborough training area.
I want him playing next year in the Hoosier Caddy Classic.
Yeah. We got to take care of that way ahead of time, too.
Yeah, we were a little late to that. It sort of dawned on us late that no one had invited him.
Wishing that they were still playing, though, you know. So that's kind of part
of it. It's
probably
like game seven of the cup or something.
No, under normal circumstances, it would be, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, the schedule is pretty much going back to normal.
This year, that's right.
Yeah, now we're only midway through the
stupid by me.
You know what is normally the conference final round, but now we don't call it that. It's the
it's going to be past 4th of July.
Of the bracket.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So next year he should be able to make it.
Yeah. He should. He'll have to get a big tournament next year.
Big
one. Hey, golfers here said that it's a nice little pace here. Plus, I got to go over and help out with the watering of the greens.
I know. I passed that video along to our friends at NBC Sports Boston. They've been able to use that.
We can't see
ourselves. We don't have a monitor here.
The water pressure in that hose. Oh.
You say a 120 PSI in that thing?
1,500.
Oh, 1,500?
Yeah,
120. Oh, I misheard him. I'm like, what?
I had to literally hold the hose with two hands because it's like that thing wanted to go get going. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what? It's on now, so people are looking at it. We don't have a monitor, but we're told that people are looking at the footage of that right now.
And that thing, that spigot's barely open. And it's just...
All right, we'll get back to your calls. If you're on the line, stay put.
Yep.
And also, Reese on the quarterback battle coming up in camp. That's next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Regia.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
12:40 on a Monday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Coming to you from the Brook Meadow Country Club in Canton. Nice place we got here this year. Nice spot for the 10th annual Hoosier Caddy Classic. Returning to action this year after a year off last year due to the pandemic, obviously. Good to see everybody out here golfing once again. Let's get back into your calls, and we're also going to get to Cam Newton. Jake in Boston had something on Stephon Gilmore. What's up, Jake?
Yeah, guys, I know what Jerry Thornton had over the weekend, but Bill wasn't here. Bill was in Nashville with Linda. They were golfing yesterday.
Didn't you hear what Joe said? He'd be coming here to see the doctor to get the physical done.
Yeah.
How do we know the doctor's not going on vacation, too, if everyone's not on vacation?
Well, you have no idea if the doctor's going on vacation. That blows up that theory.
But I know, correct, I know, but I know the guy who's in charge is in Nashville, and I know the rest of the family is in Nantucket.
Oh, so he needs a phone call.
Some
Jake.
Low-level staffers.
You're green on money, Jake.
I couldn't hear you there, though. But
you're green on money.
He says
one phone call.
As Zoe said, it's not about meeting the team. The deal would be done verbally. He would be making a trip here to go see the doctors at one of the hospitals in town to go get the whole testing done and the whole checkup.
Listen, I don't question that. Jerry Thornton had another idea, too, in that blog piece he wrote yesterday, which is it could have been him storing up real estate. You know, if he gets traded here, it's going to be a quick move. Why not use the 4 weeks of your off season here to unload one house or to get everything ready to move from point A to point B? So it's not 100% that this is a physical. It could very well be an NFL player looking at the writing on the wall and saying, "I got to get my issues in order in case I have to move in 3 weeks."
Jake, how could we cancel that house sale? You got anything on that?
I don't know.
He canceled the sale of the home last year, which is odd. Now, he could certainly get more for it now. Housing market just keeps going up.
Yeah. Housing market just keeps blowing up, especially in suburbia. Absolutely. But why couldn't you have your house in order, have every piece of your life in order in case you get traded?
That could be it, too. You're right. That's another
very... Because you don't think of it at that time.
That is a plausible explanation that would have the complete opposite of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, the business is reactionary. When you get traded, then you figure that out.
I just think the entire tone of Gilmore and the team has been very friendly. And I've said again, it's bizarre how quiet it's been that no one has wanted to say a thing about it.
Steph hasn't screwed this up once. He knows what he's doing. I think he may be the biggest businessman on the team, like Revis was. And those guys at that position know that guys at that position, if you play well, you get paid. And you get paid accordingly.
He's also got them, though, in a tough spot. He knows it, too.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Offense
struggling. The team's in a far inferior spot without him now.
You added a lot of pieces on offense. There's no guarantees you're going to be good on offense. There's no guarantees you're going to put up. I mean, every year you can bank on Brady and company putting up 33 a game. 30 average, you know, over 30 points a game. They may average 23 points a game.
How different do you feel about a team that has Jalen Mills as its third corner versus Jalen Mills as its second corner?
Jalen might be a second corner, right?
Right. Well, if Gilmore's not here,
right,
that's the scenario that plays out.
Hey, then if JC gets nicked up, then Jalen Mills becomes your first corner.
Ari is in the car. Ari.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
How
good,
you doing?
Good, good, good.
What's up?
Okay, so two quick questions to ask you, and the second question will be a follow-up. Would you say that Bill Belichick has definitely changed from an emotional point of view?
I don't know that. I don't get that sense.
I think he's different.
Why do you think that?
I think he's different.
Okay, so, you know, and I'm not saying specifically. Personally, I happen to like Cam, and I want to give the man a chance. It's number one. But what I'm saying is that whether a person thinks he sucks or he's great or he's a good, whatever the case may be, don't you think that Belichick knows that he wants to win? Like, wouldn't you figure that he's your guy? He's the first guy he brought back. And, like, let's be honest, last season was dreadful. Who's the first guy that gets brought back? It's Cam Newton. And Brady winning a Super Bowl, you know, it's like the biggest bite in the ass to Belichick, if you know.
So, Ari, there's two ways of looking at that. Cam Newton was brought back, number one, because he was an insurance policy, and they did not know they'd have the ability to draft Mac Jones or any other quarterback. They didn't know. So they wanted to have a backup plan if all else failed. If they couldn't get a quarterback through the draft or through a trade post-draft or any of that, they wanted to have something.
Again,
they
bring Cam back, and he's got $20 million guaranteed, then I think we got massive problems. Look at the contract. Again, look at the contract.
Give him another garbage contract.
The contract speaks everything. It is. The contract is it. I mean, you're making the same thing that guys like Brandon King and Matt Slater are making.
So that's one way of looking at it. The other one is he's emotionally invested in the guy. He wants the guy to win.
Yeah.
He is all for Cam Newton being the starter. And a lot of times it feels like that is the case. Mike Reese wrote over the weekend that Belichick often says spring practices are about teaching and the true evaluation comes in training camp. But there's obviously still some evaluation in the spring. And with Jones, a big part of what Belichick and McDaniels appeared to be evaluating was how much of the load Mac Jones could handle. Jones, 22, seemed to ace that test. So what does it all mean? Answers will come in training camp when everyone is truly competing for jobs. This to me is Mike Reese reporting, but not directly, that this is actually going to be a full-on competition.
That's the second time he's written it this way. We went back to the end of the OTAs where he said, ooh, this could be trending to where you're going to have a competition. He's sort of telling you now there will be a competition, and that the thing I've taken from this is that Mac Jones has earned the opportunity to compete for the job. And not Cam Newton has lost the job, because Bill said it's Cam's until they're ready. Maybe they're starting to feel then. They're hearing the whispers that he's ready. And I think this is more about what Mac Jones did to play himself into it.
Yep.
Because you have real six team organized activities that the media saw. And Cam was really good in the final one. One and five is not good at the National Football League level,
Cam,
if you're the starting quarterback.
Cam versus Mac? Training camp battle, is that on the way? Gilmore, we've got that in the conversation. And also the Buffalo Bills could be moving for a time. I know you like your weekend trips to Buffalo for the road game. How do you feel about Penn State?
Why am I not like it? Oh, that's a problem.
We'll get to that next.
Oh, my God.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Zolak and Bertrand on location today at Brook Meadow Country Club in Canton. You can hear the background noise. Everyone's come off the course.
Oh, hackers are back.
So we'll see what happens. See who's going to win the damn thing. We've seen some of our Sports Up personalities, like that prick John Wallach. Man, the attitude on that guy. Can you believe that guy? Wallach?
I saw Wallach hit one ball.
Unbelievable.
I would say he is carrying that group of Fred, Rich, and Dan O'Brien of the morning show.
Like, you know, Fred and Rich come over. We say hello. We converse. Dan O'Brien came over. Wallach walks right by us. Like, oh,
cocky.
Cocky. I'm like, oh, hey, John. How you doing? Good to see you, pal.
He's just doing that thing. He's a headlines guy.
Just rude.
Yep.
That's all right. That's Rich Shirt and Leave, everybody. Here,
hey, Rich, just walk through the
NBC
shot.
NBC Sports, right. Boston.
Hey, wave.
There he is.
Rich used to be on TV. There you go.
Anyway, well, we were going to talk about the Buffalo. So the Buffalo Bills want a new stadium.
I saw this.
I'm going to sum this up without having to go through the story. This is the summary, my summary. They need a new stadium. They want to build a new stadium. Like every owner, they're going to want some money to do it, right?
Yeah.
They have a lease that's expiring on Ralph Wilson, New Era. What do they call it now?
New Era Field.
No, no, they changed it again.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it's a new name again.
Jesus.
I'll tell you what the new name is. But their lease is Highmark. Highmark Stadium.
Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, the old Ralph Wilson, as we all know it.
Yeah.
So that now is, the deal is up. They don't own the place. Their lease is up. And so, as is the usual situation when these things happen, you see teams that threaten to leave town or teams that are, well, we're moving out of this stadium no matter what. You see these sort of bluffs that take place. I think this is a bluff, but the Bills have made it known that they are exploring, while their new stadium will be built, after their lease expires but before the new stadium is complete, that they're looking at Toronto, which makes all the sense in the world. That makes sense.
Yeah,
big
Toronto
market,
does.
But it's Canada.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the stadium's big. Yep.
And the second place they're looking at,
a massive stadium,
is Penn State.
Good luck with that one. Good luck with the National Football League. Okay in that.
Do they have a chop house in?
Nope.
What is it? College State?
It's called College Park.
College Park.
College. No, no, no.
No, that's Maryland.
State College. State College. I'm sorry. State College.
There's College Station, Texas.
Yep.
There is College Park,
Maryland. Yep.
And College.
State College.
State College, PA.
State College.
Sorry.
State College in PA.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Do they have a Buffalo Chop House?
They don't.
Down there?
What they have is a place called the Gingerbread Man. But it's a bar. It's a bar / restaurant. Really good down there.
Yeah?
And I assume that would be busy. I just can't see the league agreeing to this to where Penn State could be a viable option here, because we used to have to bus from Maryland because there was no airport you really flew into. Harrisburg is the closest airport.
How far is that? For those of us who don't know, and I would be the person who doesn't
know. Still a two-hour poke.
Wait, two-hour drive once you land?
Yeah,
Harrisburg's not close. There's got to be an airport closer to there than that.
Not to accommodate a plane or a jet of that size.
So Terry Pegula has given over $100 million to the Penn State athletics and their university. He's
gorgeous
an alum.
Campus.
He's an alum.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
So he's given them $100 million. It's what's given him the access to the people there to actually seriously consider playing football there on Sundays while they have their new stadium built. I cannot imagine an NFL team playing in a place like that.
No. No.
And I can't imagine you having to go there for a weekend to call the Patriots game there once a season.
It seats 110,000 people. It's a gorgeous college football venue. Let's keep it at that. We don't want to be bussing in and sleeping in the Holiday Inn, which is a two-story hotel, equivalent to what transpires in Green Bay when you play them. You have to stay in Appleton, Wisconsin, and then you bus into Lambeau.
Hey, Hardy's here.
It's good to have this guy back with
us. You guys talking sports? What are you doing?
Talking sports.
Nice. Yeah.
We have Glasheen's awesome. Been chirping in and out, doing the do-do-do-do-do-do, his little thing.
He's a pro. That Glasheen.
He's a pro. Very voice booming. Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Got Syracuse.
I told Zoe off the air, I said, I feel bad because every time Glashing says, I kick the crap out.
Well, that's
out.
What we do.
That's how anybody knows we like him.
We do it to McComb.
And mean
same
to
thing.
Him. That's right.
Yeah. How'd you hit him today?
Oh, often. So you don't want to hit him that often. That means it.
I'm going to try to hit the head, and I got Jim Lauthner chirping me that Bob Beers, the color analyst for the Bruins radio network, Bobby Beers, corrected Jim Lau's swing and coached him up throughout the course of their round together with Howie Sylvester.
Okay, so
that's good because Beersy knows how to play and Jim doesn't.
Beersy can
was
play
striking.
And Jim probably welcomed it. It's a lot different than Maz, who starts giving out tips when nobody asks for them, nor do they want them. Or here's another thing that Maz does that's really fun.
I'm gonna
he
drop
says,
the shoulder.
Hey, Hardy, why do you have your right thumb on your driver grip?
Geez.
I'm like, why are you asking me on the seventh hole in the middle of the round about my grip? How about you shut up? How about you not talk?
Did you play with him?
Yes.
Oh, that's the part. You can't.
Who's in your
18
foursome?
Holes?
Who's the foursome?
Erica and Chris from Coca-Cola. Great, great crew. We had a lot of fun. We had a decent round going, and we kind of blew up at the end. But Maz was insufferable. I don't know. I've played golf with him before, and I never hated it. I hated it today. I hated him. I hated every time he opened his mouth, I wanted to go away. I just wanted him to shut up, and he wouldn't. So that
it's
was
it's like the 2-6 show then, pretty much.
Well, there was a year.
Was that too harsh? Was that too much?
No, that was appropriate. I don't think that was over the top. There was a year where the foursome was Felger, Maz, me, and Hardy. That was fun. That was good because we were all sort of all focused on how neurotic Felger was.
That was at the International, I think.
That's a long one.
No, Jesus. We were at Shining Rock.
Okay. All right.
But we were all just sort of focused on how mentally cooked Felger is on the golf course. It's just on the greens.
Yep.
I mean, that's just not his thing.
So he told me the other day that he played for like the first time in 6 years, which was what he said. I thought he played like once a year maybe, but yeah, he can play. It's just the yips. It's the putting yips.
Yeah.
He's afraid of the putter. Oh. But apparently he's over it because he started playing again. Or so he said. I don't know.
Or he's able to go home and not let it bother him for 5 days.
Right.
After
right.
it happens.
But Maz today. Oh, God, he just got on my nerves early and often.
Hardy, you want this next headline?
Is that Glass Sheen?
Yeah.
Is that the type of chirping in you're talking about?
Yeah,
a little bit of that.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'm just easily annoyed today.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
You're being real bitchy today.
I know.
It's the heat.
You know, it all started. There's like one shot we had to choose. It's like we were in the middle of the fairway, like 205 out on this long hole. And I was like, no, I like the one in the rough. That's like 185. It's 30 yards closer. I'm like, interesting math. But why don't we take a look? He scoops up the ball in the fairway on the way by. Doesn't even stop. I'm like, can we go back and look at it? You're going to cry about this? I'm like, no, I just thought it was a team.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's his tournament. Yeah. So
it is his tournament.
That's right.
It is his tournament.
Yep.
It belongs to Maz.
Amazing.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
All right, good.
Chris Wagner called us.
Oh.
Chris in the car.
He apologized for not being able to make it out today, but
he's got a busy summer. He's got a busy summer.
He's getting married.
He's getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was at a wedding over the weekend.
Oh. Was it an open bar?
I had to have been.
Wow. Tell us. Sorry to be here.
Severian kid.
Well, was it an open bar? Tell us about the wedding.
What a troop. We're getting close to the day. Troop might be on. You never know.
It's summer schedule.
To work.
A lot of vacation coming up. You know, there's labor shortages across the country, and that definitely applies to the sports hub, too.
Don't fly America.
Put your applications in now.
Well, I'm going to let you boys handle it from here on out. Okay.
Well, I think your problem was you teed off too early today.
No, I was fine.
This tournament usually starts at what, 10?
No, this is the normal time.
Let me tell you something. This golf course, mm-hmm. Brook Meadow, which is very close to my house, and so I get a chance to play this every once in a while. Great shape today. The greens are unbelievable. We played a scramble in 4 hours and 20 minutes.
It looks
it's
so well manicured.
But the course moves. Everyone had a great time. It was, I mean, what great hosts here today.
They let me play with the hose.
They let Zoe hose down the practice green.
I played with the hose. Right. It was awesome.
1,500 PSI, that thing was packing.
I couldn't hold it with two hands.
Are they going to put out a sprinkler for you to run through, too?
No, that one, I told Beto, I said, I could sit here and watch him do this green for hours.
You guys are so excited.
Do you want me to bring out popsicles for you?
He goes, you want to try it? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
You want
Beto filmed it.
Sprinkler and a bomb pop?
Yeah.
That's a good day for you.
Bomb pop's a good one.
Get him a Shirley Temple at the
You know that they have Smirnoff? They have Smirnoff. They have Smirnoff seltzers that are bomb pop.
Well, you would know about that.
Unbelievable. I tasted one yesterday. I'm like, this tastes like the bomb pop. Like, identical. I'd suck. Oh, man. If I was a kid, I'd suck down 20 of them. No problem.
Done.
Yeah. Done. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Hardy.
All right.
You have a nice Father's Day, Hardy.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Delightful.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.